there is a concern, and that concern is borne out by the fact that we have in the modern world created the best connected network of ways to move people about very quickly. And if you think about it, 100 years ago or so, if you wanted to go to, say, Australia, you'd get on a boat, and months later you would arrive in Australia. If you left Britain carrying a deadly disease, by the time the boat docked in Sydney, you would either be dead or better and immune from your disease. There would be a natural quarantine going on. But with international air travel, you can be on the other side of the world. You can be in any other city pretty much in under the incubation period for the majority of diseases. And current estimates I've seen suggest that there are between 800,000 and 1 million people airborne around the planet at any moment in time. And that means that you've got enormous opportunities for these viruses to be ferried around the world. And if you take a look back 10 years ago, we had SARS. So we know these viruses can use these routes and they can transmit via them very quickly. So it is right that people are concerned and they need to put in place some kind of control strategy.
And just very briefly, if somebody were to come to this country and for it to be identified and diagnosed, would we be any better at treating it than they are in West Africa?
There are no drugs, or only experimental ones. There are no vaccines, and the only treatment we have is what's called supportive management. We can isolate patients, we can put them on supportive machines that will prop up the functions of some of their organs that are being damaged by the disease, but you have to let nature take its course, and that means that unfortunately the best we can do is to let the person's own body heal itself with a good support, and that's why the mortality rate is really high at 70 or 80%, so we probably wouldn't do much better, but we would hopefully be better at containing it so we don't get so many outbreaks, but we're still at risk of one.